This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a large-scale prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine. It was made up of dozens of people. Charles Maines reports from Moscow for VOA.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined families of the freed Ukrainians on the tarmac in Kiev in a tear-filled celebration. The loudest cheers were saved for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, who served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. The filmmaker gained international notoriety for a 100-day hunger strike aimed at securing the release of other Ukrainian prisoners.
That was Charles Maines for VOA in Moscow. Ukrainian leader Zelensky called today's action the first step toward ending the war between his country and Russia, which supports Ukraine's rebels and which holds on to Crimea, which it illegally snatched from Ukraine. Taliban militants have staged an attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. No immediate word on casualties. On Thursday, the NATO-led military alliance said an American and a Romanian were killed in action in Kabul, raising the number of U.S. military deaths to 16 so far this year. The Taliban claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing on Thursday in Kabul that it said killed both foreign and Afghan military personnel. All of this as the insurgent group in the United States are reportedly close to signing an agreement to end the Afghan war. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran has begun enriching uranium beyond the limits of the 2015 Six-Nation Nuclear Agreement, a treaty U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned well over a year ago. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.